Earlier this month, HBO premiered a miniseries called The Night Of. We've got a clip of the trailer.
Explain to me what I'm not understanding.
It looks like I killed her, I know that.
That's how it looks.
The critically acclaimed show centers on the murder of a young woman in New York. But to some, the storyline raises some uncomfortable questions for HBO. Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
You're in California for the TV Critics Association gathering, and over the weekend, your colleague, NPR's Linda Holmes, asked a senior HBO official why so many of the network shows seem to include sexualized violence against women. Tell us about that exchange.
Yeah, so HBO in the past has received some criticism for particularly the show Game of Thrones and how in its early seasons it had a lot of scenes that seemed to be kind of gratuitous showing rape and sexualized violence against women. And now HBO has some newer shows. There's the show The Night Of that features a beautiful woman who is murdered in the first episode, and also a new show called Westworld that's about an amusement park staffed by androids in which humans can go there and live out their fantasies. And there's a scene where a human dressed as a cowboy drags off one of these robots, and it's implied that he rapes her. And so Linda wanted to raise the question of, you know, is HBO still using this kind of sexualized violence against women as crucial plot points in a way that could be disturbing and could be considered unfair? And he didn't exactly answer the question.
Yeah, we got a cut of tape here of Mr. Casey Bloys with HBO in an exchange with TV critic Melanie McFarland, who, along with yourself and others, pressed the point after she asked about this.
I don't necessarily think that it's specifically or isolated to women.
So what you're saying is that eventually we're going to see the same kind of violence, specifically rape?
We're going to kill everybody.
Eric, you made a joke out of something pretty serious. I mean, how'd that go over in the room?
Yeah, you know, what was problematic about this? So Linda raised the question, and he sort of said, you know, they have violence that's committed against anybody. And then Melanie wanted to talk about, well, you know, we're not just talking about violence, we're talking about rape. And then he tried to joke about it. And then I spoke up because I wanted to try and talk about the difference between sexualized violence against women and violence against everybody, because it seemed like the executive wasn't understanding or wasn't addressing, at least, how it can be unfair when this violence is shown in one way against women rather than others. And I think we've got a tape of me trying to talk to him about that.
Violence directed against women is different than dismembering somebody or beating them up.
Yeah.
Rape against women is this particular kind of violence that's about oppressing women.
Right.
And there are many critics who are concerned that these shows seem to normalize that.
Eric, what was his response?
Finally, he said that was a valid criticism. But it took three critics asking him about it. And in an odd way, you know, two women asked him about it, and he didn't really address it. But when a man spoke up, and then he finally addressed the question, It made it look as if HBO was tone deaf to these situations. And so, in a way, the exchange was very important. But in another way, it was a little discouraging to see this kind of reaction, you know, at a point in time when there's already been a lot of discussion about how HBO depicts violence against women.
So normalizing it and using it as a go-to plot point that in some ways glorifies it.
Exactly. And I think the idea is that I'm not saying as a critic that there can never be a time when showing a sexual assault might be important to a story, but you have to be careful about it. And I think that's the discussion that Linda tried to start and that Melanie and I tried to continue. And hopefully HBO's gotten the message a bit.
Eric, do you think HBO is changing at all in its depiction of rape and sexualized violence?
Well, I'd say what concerns me is what I'm seeing is that they're depicting less. They're implying this violence in a way. What happened on Game of Thrones, for example, is that they were criticized for some pretty explicit depictions of this kind of violence. You know, the actresses were naked and you could see a lot. So when they depicted a scene where a key character got sexually assaulted last year, they didn't show it very much, but you could kind of hear it. And in this Westworld pilot that I'm talking about, critics have seen it in advance. The show will debut later this year. We don't see the assault again. We hear it and it's implied that it's happening. And that's a step in the right direction in that, you know, you're not sort of bombarded by these images. But the whole point is to get them to rethink the scene itself.
NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks for having me.